Panda Watch. The mood here in Edinburgh is tense as Yang Chan and Guangdang, or whatever they're called, arrive here at their new home. This is serious news. I've covered some serious stuff in the past, but this is serious. This is the kind of thing that'll get my bosses purring, and they better like this because I'm freezing my ass off here. But the zoo's boss, Hugh Roberts, says that's tough because apparently these things love it.
The Scottish climate, despite what we might think, is actually perfect for pandas. And they do like temperatures, you know, below freezing. They like the snow. They'll feel quite happy going out there and seeing the snow. So that helps.
Now, we can't actually see the pandas, so I don't know why I'm actually here. I asked for an exclusive interview with even just one of the pandas, but Hugh said, no, they're live bears. They will literally rip your face off. Well, he didn't actually say that, but it sounded pretty cool, so I just added that one in. Now, it's hoped they'll get together and do the old bow chicka bow, you know, so they can have a calf or whatever it is they have. And we're told the male's not too shy in coming forward, and the zoo's animal expert, Ian Valentine, reckons he'll rise to the occasion.
I think it is encouraging. He's off an important line. He has been used for breeding before. The female has bred before, so technically everything is in our favour, but it's down to the pandas.
Now, we'll have to wait until February for anything to happen, because apparently the female's only interested in the old, you know, 2 days a year. Sounds like one of my old girlfriends. This has been Panda Watch with Chip McCann. You stay classy, Central Scotland.